I won't pretend that I intend to stop living.
What the?
I won't pretend I'm good at forgiving.
It's the snaps for me.
But I can't hate you, although I have tried. I still really, really love you. Love is stronger than pride.
Hey,
I still really, really love you. All right, I gotta skip to my favorite part, then we can go on.
Okay.
Sitting here wasting my time would be like waiting for the sun to rise.
Okay.
It's all too clear, things will come and go.
All right.
For my Chicago people, sitting here waiting for you will be like waiting for winter. It's gonna be cold. There may even
Jesus Christ.
No.
All right, you got me this week.
You don't know that?
No, girl. I'm sitting like I'm hopefully gonna catch on, and I just kept listening, and I couldn't. I just. You go out to
Sade stronger than love is stronger than pride.
Okay, maybe it was the key you sang it in. Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, it's the key you sang it in.
Mm-hmm. She said, I'm gonna try to catch the vibe. Give me a minute. I'm a citizen.
I know that song, but I could not get it. I was like, at first, I thought it was what's the other Sade song? Ordinary Love. And I was like, nah, that ain't it. And I was like, nah, wait. So I was in the right lane, but girl, that key was nice. Got to do that again.
Because I can't help you.
Not right now,
you.
Though.
Well, I can't even get the words out. I can't help. Yeah, I'm over here glitching.
I know.
I'm over here having a glitch. I can't help.
Get it out, shorty.
I giggity.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Two Chicks Talking Shit. I'm your girl, T.
I am Fee Felicia.
All right, we doing full governments, but I'm not.
You know, it just sounds so weird. Just like I'm Fee,
because you are. Nigga. I don't know.
Anyway. It just sounds like I accepted when somebody else called me that. Like, what's up, Fee? I'd be like, even though it's still weird. Yeah. I feel like, do people that really fuck with me call me Fee?
That's what I got. I don't think I ever called. I don't know the last time I've said Felicia.
Huh.
Yeah, think about it. Okay. Yeah. while you're thinking, I'm gonna jump right on into the tea.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, got a few stories here. Start out with this one. So we all know that Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, Larsa Pippen, and they are now engaged. They did an interview with somebody. I'm not going to pretend to know who. But they were talking about how he wants his daddy to be his best man. And I just don't see that happening, my boy. Like, you don't.
Because he don't. if am I right in saying that Jordan don't even want him fucking with her?
No, he does not approve of this situation.
So why do you think he about to be the best man?
Why are you playing with that man like that?
Why are you playing in his face? That's what it feel like. I feel like you playing in his face, and you only going this far to spite him at this point.
Yeah. I feel like he, I feel like the way Michael probably is feeling is that that's my son and I will support him. Like, I'm with you. Go ahead, do what you go do. I ain't with all this bullshit, but you happy, I'm happy. If you happy, then I'm happy. Go ahead and marry the hoe. But
I'm not about to be your best man.
Exactly. I'm not about to stand up there and be like, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not doing that.
They might as well go ahead and elope because...
Where your friends at? First of all, I am your father. This is when I will have to hit him with, I ain't one of your little friends. Where your friend at? How your friend? Where's your bestie? That's supposed to be your best man. I will sit on the groom's side where the father is supposed to sit.
Yeah.
That's where you sit. I know Mike probably calling Scotty like, man, get your boat. Like,
you know they're not on speaker terms right now, right?
Shit, I have to break that shit, man. Get your motherfucking bitch.
She out here praying on my child.
Get your bitch. She is out here praying on my motherfucking child. Nah. Get your bitch. Like, I
just don't see how she's comfortable with this. Like, the optics of it just look absolutely terrible. And the funny thing is, there was this cartoon of like her and Marcus from like, let's say the 90s, and it was like a little kid Marcus Jordan and it was Larsa as a grown woman talking about Larsa watching Marcus while they while his daddy plays with my husband. I'm like, oh my god. The optics are real bad, and I don't see how she don't see it. And they claim to be so in love. That girl is using him.
I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I could not do it. Do you hear me?
I just feel like it's certain stuff that's off limits. Like,
that'd be like me fucking around with one of my son's friends.
Oh my God, I would talk about your ass so bad. Sit your ass down.
Talk about me so bad. Girl, Trey ass would be, girl, please. He will have a whole ass. He will beat the shit. First of all, he gonna beat the shit out of his friend. First of all, like, on site. It'll be on site energy all the time. Mm-hmm. Child, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah, but congrats to them. Moving right along.
Right. How could you sleep with him?
Girl, she's crazy. So, do you remember, so this is Good Morning America, where Amy Robach and TJ Holmes were at one point co-hosts of, like, the Good Morning, like, the after show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then it came up that they were having like a super affair.
Mm-hmm.
They got fired, right? When I tell you that they have popped back out on the scene, like, if you don't give a damn, go throw it up.
Cause hey! They engaged.
Child, I don't think they're engaged. But what I will say is they are comfortable. They went to his homecoming. I think it was Alabama's homecoming. They done posted a picture on the interwebs talking about somebody gonna say they the real life Angela and Ghost.
Listen. Listen. They said, shit, we out here now. Y'all just put us out here. We out here. Ain't no need to hide now.
Talk about love wins.
I guess it does. Shit.
You remember that episode of Power where Angela and Ghost was like out exercising. They was like running. Then they start laughing and joking and he twirl around the pole with her ass. That's what I pictured them to. That's so good.
They are in love. Look, they like, we can finally be out. We can finally be free. We can finally share our love. Girl. I guess. I don't know if love won. But love is there, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. It was something about TJ Holmes that he was just a little shifty. He always gave me don't trust that nigga vibes.
I mean, he gave me he don't fuck with us vibes. So
he fucks with everybody vibes. Like, he gave me just sleaze bucket. That's what he gave me. He gave me, not sleeves bucket. He gave me slick. Yeah,
Look, he
I
gave
can
me
get,
that.
I can get that.
He gave me a slick ass nigga vibe. Like that's the type you be like, all right, girl, you gonna have to watch
Like,
that
watch
one.
his ass.
You gonna have to
Yep.
watch that one. Keep your eye on the prize, sis. Keep your head on the swivel. She ain't listen.
She sure didn't. Anywho, Amy done came and scooped him right up though, so it's
Shit,
all
he's still a slick ass nigga.
good. Amy better watch it.
Well, that's her business. All right.
You watch Euphoria, right?
No.
You never watched Euphoria.
I watched like maybe one, two episodes.
Oh my God. It was so good.
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
I felt like I aged out of that.
you aged out of it. All right, I'm gonna go to the next
I
story.
was just like, because I just felt like, do I really want to watch high schoolers be addicted to drugs? I felt like I aged.
It's a deeper story than that.
But I still felt like they were high schoolers, right? I felt like I aged out of that.
Okay. That's fair.
What happened? They coming back or something?
Well, apparently, the creator is trying to bring it back in 2025.
Didn't somebody lose their life to drugs for real from that show? Okay.
Yes. So Angus Cloud, he
See, I
played
know
the
something. You was gonna skip the whole story.
I was gonna skip everything, child. I ain't got time to be wasting on here. At all. I got plenty of shit I can pull up, girl. So he played Fez, and he actually, so on the show, he didn't do drugs on the show. He sold them, but he didn't do them. But outside of the show, he died from an accidental overdose of fentanyl, some benzo medications, and some methamphetamine, along with cocaine. And so apparently the creator had been trying to get him help, and it wasn't working. But at the end of the day, they trying to bring it back, and people are just like, just forget about it. Without Fez, you're missing an integral part of the story, and it just wouldn't be the same. So I feel like we're gonna be dealing with this with a lot of TV shows because of the whole actor and writer strike that all this stuff that's just out there waiting for us to come, for us to watch and come back, it's just not gonna come back for no time soon. And by the time it comes, you're gonna be like, shit, I don't even care.
Right. That's the same thing with Yellowstone.
See, that's something I've never watched.
With Kevin Costner.
It like the Bodyguard? Because am I gonna like
No,
him like that?
no, no. Yeah. He
I only liked him in The Bodyguard.
so
Like,
this
I'm
this
not a fan.
so Yellowstone is more like a modern Western style.
I ain't gonna watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
You lost me, E. Let me tell you why I hate Westerns. Because you said the word Western. I said, nope, ain't gonna do it.
I mean, they
My
weren't like,
granny.
it ain't like Gunsmoke or no shit like that. It's more on the
See, you went
lines,
to. I had to watch Gunsmoke as a kid.
of Dynasty.
I had to watch John Wayne. I
Yeah.
had to watch Dynasty. All that shit as a kid. I don't want, if
But
I'm good, bro.
it's more up to date, it's more modern. And it has some good actors, some good characters in it. It was really good. But anyway, what the fuck am I talking about? I ain't telling the show. You don't want to watch it. Next story. Oh, but no, back. Okay, no. Back to the writer's strike. So because of that, like they did their season. I think this is like season five, and they did part one like in January, and they were supposed to bring back part two like later on in the year, but due to the writer's strike and everything like that. Is gotten
Y'all ain't
pushed
got it.
back, right? And then Kevin Costner has decided that he's not coming back because him and the creator are having issues with like Kevin, like I got my own shit I'm trying to come up do. So they have an
Oh
issue.
man.
So yeah, it's just shit, it's gonna be a
Yeah.
clusterfuck trying to bring these shows back. So
Well, keep listening because we got some stuff that you can watch coming up in Girl Talk. That
right.
was a good segue.
Good segue.
Congratulations.
Once again, I keep telling your ass.
Yay. Okay, drink champs. Okay,
yeah. All right. So when you think about Christmas music, what is the first song you think about?
Silent Night.
Okay, what is the second song you think about?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hopefully this is your top five. What is the third song you think about?
What do the lonely do?
Oh, the black songs.
Oh, what do they do? What do they do at Christmas?
They be singing down on these R&B songs for Christmas.
To be jolly. But how could I be when I have nobody? I know what song don't come to mind and what song you trying to get me to sing. That is my least favorite Christmas song. I hate that shit.
Okay, so most people,
you know, I don't fuck with Christmas until the week of Christmas. I
yes,
am the Grinch.
I know, ma'am. It's always, guys, it's so hard. Because I'm already getting to the Christmas spirit. I have a Pinterest board.
For what?
My decorations, bitch. I know what the fuck I need to do.
You gonna clutter up your house and all that? Where are you putting your shit up?
The weekend of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, because the girls will be home.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Anywho,
I don't put my shit up till like that week before Christmas.
It's a waste.
And I take that shit down New Year's Day.
Oh my God. Studies show that
that's
people
why
are
cold. That's why it's cold and snowing and shit. Because you motherfuckers is rushing Christmas. Rushing winter.
Studies show that you a Stussy bitch. Studies have shown that people are happier when they put their Christmas tree up early.
Didn't ask me.
You are not part of the control group. I'm sorry.
Didn't ask me.
Okay, listen. Mariah Carey is synonymous with Christmas at this point. Most people know that All I Want for Christmas is the best selling Christmas song like ever, right?
Say it too. They didn't ask me. Go ahead.
I guess I'm gonna end it. Thank y'all for listening. How long we've been recording? 18 minutes and 19 seconds.
Not getting a new record already.
It's a new record.
She said,
Okay, so we know that I ain't gonna Google when a song came out because you don't give a fuck the way. But it's been out so fucking long, bro. I was a kid when this song came out. Listen, two men are claiming they wrote a song with the same name and are seeking $20 million in damages.
I hope they get all of it.
No. So these two men wrote this song back in 1989.
I feel like I feel like there was another version of that before Mariah Carey. Now that's my honest truth. I do feel like I've heard another version of that song before Mariah Carey. Because I always thought it was a remake.
Whatever the case is, I'm not even saying that she didn't borrow a word or whatever. I'm not saying nothing. What I'm saying is, this song, her song version of the song has been out forever. Your song, you claim, came out in 89. So if you're saying it came out before her shit, why in the good Lord's year of 2023 have you decided to sue her?
Say does. They like, that's our, that should sound like ours. And somebody looked at the numbers and was like, yeah. I mean,
run it up.
I feel like, can you really stake claim on Christmas songs? Because everybody is singing the same damn song. I can guarantee you, all I want for Christmas is not an original song.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but what I do know is all songs have rights. You know, like right. they got writers and everything. You have to get it cleared by whoever owns the song. And what's crazy, like the craziest of people could own the rights to the song. It don't even have to be the like artist. The original artist, right? Like mm-hmm. Michael Jackson used to own half of Sony Music's catalog. So if mm-hmm. shit needed to get cleared, right. they gotta go holler at this nigga. And so it could be anybody allowing people to redo some of these songs, but so they might have a claim. But my thing is, I feel like there should be a statute of limitations. You should have figured that shit out within the first year that song came out. You can't be coming 20 years later asking for money, maybe 20 plus years later asking for money because you broke down.
Well, agreed. I think there does need they agreed. I feel like there always needs to be a statute of limitations for everything, in my opinion. But if you think about it, like while that song has always been popular, it seems like in these last 5 years or so, it has become big again. Even to the point that even Mariah is remarketing it because now it's going viral and everybody is using it. So they're probably seeing how it is now becoming, you know, viral and is making money again. And now they feel like they want their money. I don't know.
Before TikTok, that song was still making money. After TikTok, it's making way more money. So, but like, you cannot blame, you can't, I just feel like they shouldn't be trying to come in her pockets for something that came out 20 plus years ago. I'm right. sorry. It ain't right. I wish somebody would come to me about some shit I did 20 years ago when I was 23 years old. I don't know that person. I don't even know who that is.
Listen, I was broke then and I'm in between broke now. So I ain't got it.
Speaking of lawsuits, remember we talked about Suge Knight starting a podcast from behind bars called Collect Call.
Okay.
He had his first episode and it featured Akon.
Okay.
And so apparently Suge said some very fucked up things on this episode, and he used a sound bite of Akon from 2009. He said, I've never been on this podcast, we've never had an interview, and I'm not playing this bullshit. I'm suing you, Suge Knight. He's suing him for defamation of character.
Wait. So did I'm confused. Did Akon actually do the interview with Suge Knight?
No.
So Suge Knight took an interview that Akon did.
Uh-huh.
And did it like it was his new podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna sue the shit out of you too. I don't give a fuck if you is in jail. I want all your magazines. I want whatever you got on commissary. I want your extra pair of shoes. I want all that shit. Whatever else you get coming in on commissary, run that to me. Just put that money order, however they do it. I don't know if they still do money orders, if they got electronic shit now.
They got electronic shit.
All that shit runs back to me. Because how fucking dare you?
And the worst part about it, it's not just some bullshit that Suge was saying on the podcast. He's basically claiming that Akon raped a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, I'm definitely on this sue podcast. Your ass. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm double suing you now. Like, fuck that. I want everything. I want what you got in jail and whatever you got left outside of jail. I need all of that. something is wrong with Suge Knight. That is a terrorist.
It's always been something wrong with him.
That is a terrorist. Like, he has gone beyond being a bully to now he's a terrorist. I hate big niggas like him. Because don't be the ones, just because you're a big nigga and you intimidate people, you think you could just go around and punking people. I might not be able to whoop your ass, but I can sue the shit out of you. That's what I'm gonna do.
And I know Akon ain't doing it for the money because we all know he don't need money. He doing it for the principle.
I would sue, and you know what I would say? I would say that I'm suing, and I want all his commissary to be donated. Like, I would sue for some stupid goofy shit. Like, like he can't get no more magazines sent to him. No more care packages. Whatever the fuck. That's how I heard it.
Right.
Because he ain't getting out of jail. So I would sue him in such a way that however his prison stint been, it's about to get real uncomfortable. That's about to be your last. I would sue him, but he can't do no more of them shows.
At all. Shut it down.
Because first of all, who the fuck you thought was... First of all, sir. Who the fuck did you think you was about to be calling Collette?
Exactly. Because these people are not picking up for you. These ain't even people that fuck with you. So why do you think they're going to answer the phone?
And like I said, he's already been a bully. Now, if you was out in the world, yeah, you probably could bully some niggas into coming to your show so you could ask them why they did what they did. But nah, nigga. Ain't nobody scared of you no more. No. Phone privileges denied.
Denied. Cut that shit out.
Cut it out.
So on the latest episode of the Kardashians, Kim and Courtney are actually being friendly.
I just watched that.
And they are talking about parenting. And Kim was talking about how when North goes with Ye, she thinks it's like the best. Like, he has everything figured out, Ma. He don't need a nanny. He don't need a chef. He don't need security. He live in an apartment. Why don't you got an apartment, Mom? We could just eat ramen. I've been reading the comments, and that's what's funny to me. It's like, these people are like, oh, she wants a normal life. Are y'all listening to what the fuck is happening?
Or y'all dumb? When
both,
when Kanye's apartment is not our apartment,
it's not furnished. It's not furnished though. No, I'm playing.
It's not like this nigga is in a deluxe apartment in the sky. It ain't your regular apartment. Like, no.
I think we see this with kids of divorce, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got the one parent, the custodial parent, who is making sure everything is taken care of. You got your clothes, you got your shoes, you're eating well, you're doing your homework, you have your schedule, you got your extracurriculars, all that stuff. So she's the strict parent, right? Because she got to do all this stuff. And she can't do it by herself. She got four kids in the house. Mm-hmm. Y'all all need to be on a schedule. We're gonna eat dinner together. So I'm running 17 businesses and all this stuff. Child, she the strict parent. She's like strict parent. That's how a kid sees it. It's playtime at your house,
right? But then she also has said like she the parent that you don't play with. Like, she. Kim is the go sit the fuck down parent.
Right.
She basically just said it like, if she said, you catch me, I'll yoke one of their asses up too. Like,
literally.
She basically said, like, I didn't want to snatch their little ass. Like, Kim is not the parent to play with. And Kanye probably just let them do, because he don't get to see them at that. Like, he ain't seeing them. I don't know. But, child.
I don't know their schedule, but I can tell you from experience that kids sometimes will see one parent as more fun or doing extra or being
lighter on them than the other because one has to maintain the kids all the time and the other one is a weekend motherfucker that coming. Let's go get ice cream. Right. What the fuck?
Like, weekend at
Bernie. They eat though.
Weekend at Bernie looking ass. Ain't nobody got time.
Like, it's a party over there. That's so, nice. Like, all these people trying to defend Ye on the internet talking about it's a better environment. Just shut up, please.
Shut up. The most, it's fun now. It's a better environment now. Wait till Mel gets to that age where she want to start going to the games. She want to hang out with mm-hmm. her friend on the weekends. And it's like, this is your weekend to be with your dad. That apartment and them noodles ain't going to be all that fun and cute.
You going to grow out them noodles real quick.
You going to grow out 11, them noodles real quick. At 11, it's sweet. It's a good time.
13, 14 hit?
Right, yeah. Uh-uh. Come back at 12, 13. Like I said, when you want to start doing stuff with your friends and you want to go out with your friends and your friends are going to the mall or going to the show or doing all this and they like, well, you have to go with your dad this weekend. And a lot of times, sometimes in those situations, the non-custodial parent, they just be like, this our time, this our weekend. They just think they supposed mm-hmm. to just get the kid and have the kid spend the night. They be forgetting that mm-hmm. this child also has a life.
Has a life.
And mm-hmm. we want to do shit. But, you know, good luck.
Yeah, because, like, I agree with everything you just said. And I know people hate Kim. And it's cool. You can hate on her all you want to. But who do you see taking these kids to practice and soccer games and making sure they have an enriched life versus sitting in an apartment eating ramen?
Walking around with feet looking shoes and mask on. No, yeah, it's a good time over his house because he's a fucking clown.
Yeah, who knows what's happening over there. I will say North's little spread in that magazine was so cute. Like, it is the most childlike interview ever. It was perfect. And they didn't try to change her words. They asked her questions. She was very honest. I thought it was very cute and appropriate for her age. That was cute. Good job, Kim, because I see what you're doing.
Right. She was like, I want to be a soccer player, basketball player. I want to be an astronaut. Mm-hmm. I am going mm-hmm. to run. I am going to run Skims. I am going to run Yeezy. And starting next weekend, I will be mowing lawns or selling something so that I can buy supplies to make something else. Like, you know, mm-hmm. It was like talking to Olivia.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, last story. I am very excited because by the time you all hear this, it will be out. But Meg Thee Stallion is dropping a single with, I know it's coming with visuals because she kind of teased to it. It's called Cobra. And Cobras, they exemplify courage and self-reliance. They stand tall and fierce in the face of challenges, teaching one to tap into their inner strength and rely on oneself to conquer their threats. Emulating the cobra helps one be more confident in the person that they are within. I read that because it makes a lot of sense why she's calling this single Cobra, because I feel like she done, obviously done been through some shit.
Man.
And now she about to rise back up. And she on that thing. She ready.
All right. Well, let's see what Cobra hitting on. I'm about to see. Mm-hmm. I think I want to see it with visuals, though.
I definitely think I want to watch the visuals before I just listen to the song. Yeah. It might make sense.
Yeah. And sometimes you need the visuals to make the song hit.
Absolutely.
You know, I like Meg, but sometimes, you know.
All right. Okay. I'm about to go.
All right.
We will be right back. All right, we are back and it is time for Girl Talk.
Okay.
And so this week we asked you guys
about what TV shows, movies, documentaries are you watching? We want to share some things we want you guys to watch or that we've watched and thought are pretty cool. So I'm gonna toss it over to Fee because I'm gonna tell the people what I'm gonna cover. I'm gonna cover Max and Tubi a little bit. Like those are the two I'm gonna share some things on. But I might jump in on what you got. What you got?
All right. So the first thing that I have, we're gonna go on Netflix. I have two must watch shows. Oh. Well, one is a limited series, and the other one is, I can't remember if it was a series or a movie. But so the first one is The Fall of the House of Usher. I know Halloween is over, but I still highly recommend. Very good. It starts slow, but keep watching it. It gets really good. So
now, is this a movie or a TV show?
This is a limited series.
Oh, limited series. It's like
I think it's like 8 episodes. It's based off of a short story from Edgar Allan Poe. If you don't know who that is, that's the guy with the pendulum swing and
the Raven.
The Nevermore. Raven. Yeah, Nevermore. Yeah. So it is based off a short story from him, and it is really, really, really good.
Okay. One of our somebody responded when I posted this in my story said that this was good and with a lot of exclamation points.
So
absolutely The Fall of the House of Usher. So okay, I will add it to my list. I saw horror. I don't do horror. So
okay, so this is not a slasher film.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not a thing where somebody is chasing somebody with a knife or...
I can do those. I don't like being scared, as you should know.
Oh. And see, I'm kind of growing out of slash. I guess I'm growing out of slasher movies because they're not scary. It's like, all right.
Oh, you want a heart attack. Too old to be playing with your life now. They
like, it's like, well, slasher movies, like, all right, 1, 2, Freddy coming for me. There he is. He got you. He stabbed you. All right. I like horror movies. I like thrillers and I like mysteries and I like those type of scary movies where you like, what the fuck is going on?
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep praying for you because
I like those kind.
All right. What else you got from Netflix?
And then Fair Play. I think I told you about this one.
No.
So Fair Play, if my memory serves me, I want to say Fair Play. What?
Nothing. I'm just messing with you. I was gonna do another age joke, but I'm gonna just leave it alone.
See, I said what? Fair Play. I think it's a movie. It's really good. Very good. It's a drama. It's almost like a melodrama. I don't know if that's even a category, but yeah, it is. It's all. You gotta watch this one, G. It is really good. You gotta watch it. It's about a couple, the male thought he was gonna get a promotion, but the woman got the promotion. The man kind of started, you know, his ego, and he started getting his feelings about it. He started set tripping, and it's really good. I highly recommend you watch that one.
All right, Fair Play. And I just typed that out. I got it.
Okay. So next I have, I'm going to do Apple TV.
Okay.
So The Morning Show. This on season 3. So I do enjoy it.
Okay, because I have a thing about watching TV shows. And I'm going to sound bad, but honestly, I don't care. If I don't see at least one person of any kind of ethnicity on a show, I don't really want to see it.
Oh, no. It's now the stars. Because it's, what's the girl name?
Jennifer Aniston. And Reese Witherspoon.
Right. Yeah. But they have, it's different ethnicities and stuff like that. And it's still really good. It is thick.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be like, I don't know why I thought it was a comedy, But when I started watching it, I was like, oh, and then I like shit where it's like drama and it be messed. And it be messed. Yeah. It be messed with the drama. And
all right,
this latest season has, dang, I don't know what this actress' name is, but she's a great
I don't know either, but she good.
She good.
She was on Black Mirror
yes.
in that episode
yes.
where her husband was playing a video game.
So you know, anytime you see her face, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then I just started watching, this is a casual watch. So casual viewing for me is that I watch it, I'm not binging it, because you know I can binge the shit out of it. But
she will watch 3 seasons in 2 days, y'all. And I'll be like, girl, I cannot catch up with you.
Yes.
I'm trying.
This is one of them ones. Morning Show is a casual viewing for me, as well as the one I'm about to announce. Because one, they don't drop, Apple TV don't drop all the episodes at one time. It's one of them things where they're like, come back next week. I hate that shit, personally. Because I be forgetting.
That's why you just wait until it's like 5 of them.
Right.
Sometimes, and then by the time you start watching it, and then, because you a binger, never mind.
Yeah, I like to binge it. So that is Lessons in Chemistry. It's new, but it seems to be holding my attention. So it's pretty good. For Max, season 2 just dropped, but I highly recommend season 1. That is Gilded Age.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't even know how to describe it. It's like old money versus new money in New York. It's giving Bridgerton it's almost like that Bridgerton age, that Bridgerton time. I think it might be a little later than that. No, it's after that time period. But it's definitely like new money versus old money. It's in old New York. But it's pretty good. And it has some good actresses in it too. And then I can go over. So I have Hulu Live.
Oh, let me do Max real quick.
Go ahead.
I have some stuff for Max.
Okay. So,
I'm not giving you the sleepers. I'm giving you some shit that I watch, and I'm gonna be honest, I can't keep up with TV the way Pete can, so
right,
I'm gonna sound like an old lady. So the first one is, these are the next two shows are coming back for like the next season. Okay. So the first one is Rap Shit, and if you don't know what Rap Shit is, it is produced by Issa Rae. It is loosely based on The City Girls, and it's really good. I really enjoy it.
I watched that.
And then House of Dragons, which is kind of like a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Yo, is that coming back?
Yes, boo boo. And so I don't have to. I don't.
You hear this?
You know what? I wasn't gonna Google nothing today. So let me see where House of Dragons is coming out.
It's probably coming back next year.
No, it's coming back sooner than that. It is. It said, it does say 2024. Yeah, so
ain't she coming out this year?
Okay.
It's November.
Be on the lookout, motherfuckers, because it's coming back.
I am.
I hear it. Here we go.
I am so ready. I thought they was doing a prequel to Jon Snow too.
I thought so too, but that might be held up in one of these strikes. So
girl, I'm
I don't
sick
know.
Of these motherfucking strikes. Can we?
Me too.
Jesus, I want y'all to get y'all money, but my God, today.
Shit. Right. Sophie knows this, but I love documentaries. Like, I'll watch a documentary quicker than I'll watch a TV show that somebody that told me about. So, 2 documentaries on Max. One is out now. It's called BS High. If you haven't watched it.
Oh, nigga, I watched it with you. What the fuck? I want me to like,
Yes, bitch. We was on the couch.
Never mind. Go ahead.
But if you haven't watched BS High, I can't even explain how many times you're going to be like, what the?
Listen.
Are you kidding me? Like, I was floored the entire time. It just didn't make sense to me. So please watch it. It's about a football team.
unfortunately, it's a black man that did something he wasn't supposed to do, but like, yeah, he's a meme.
Trash.
He is definitely a meme and trash. Then, oh my God. Oh my God. The best selling record of all time. They are releasing a documentary about Michael Jackson's Thriller and how he made it and all these never before seen things and all these interviews, and it's coming out in December. Let me tell you.
Oh, Max.
Yes.
Okay.
Thriller, Michael Jackson. When is it coming out? Oh, let me put documentary, because nigga, they brought me the real Thriller.
You know, I fucked with a documentary, but I didn't want to talk about my documentaries because I didn't want to be judged. So,
yeah, they could kick rocks.
Because I like documentaries about coats, not coats that you wear in the winter. Coats. C-U-L-T-S. I like to watch those type of documentaries, and I really be into those a lot. And I also enjoy documentaries true crime.
Yeah.
You know, niggas getting scammed and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy those as well.
I'm going to come back to what you just said about true crime. Thriller 40 comes out on December 2nd.
Okay.
Because, you know, the 40th anniversary of Thriller is November 18th. So.
Bet. Damn, listen. It's been 40 years. Hold on. I was 6 years old when Thriller came out.
Actually, the 40th anniversary was 2022. So it's 41 now, bitch. So,
jeez.
Anywho, that's a documentary to be on the lookout for. Going back to true crime, I'm going to take 4 steps back to Netflix.
Oh, where are you going?
Have you seen the murders?
Nigga.
All of them.
You talking to me, nigga? I just said I don't have a life, nigga.
When I tell, if y'all like, I was glued to CNN when this was going on, okay? Because this man, I know he murdered his family. There's no other way. Nobody else could have did it. This man murdered his family. He in jail for it too. And they do the documentary on everything that happened. And there's stuff that happened before those murders that I was just like...
whole family is psychopaths. Both sons
except the mama. Seemed like she was caught up in some bullshit.
The mama was one of those housewives of a wealthy family where she was just like, you know, I get up on Saturday morning and go on down to the Dillard's or the Macy's or the Nordstrom's and do my shopping and do my things, and I do the social things, and you know, I come home,
I throw the parties, and I make sure the boys have what they need.
We have a good time.
Go watch it. If y'all haven't watched it, it is worth it. You haven't seen everything on the news, it's worth watching.
Yeah, so much.
Okay, so that was it. That's all I had for Max before you went to your other TVs. So go ahead.
No, so next, like I said, I do watch Hulu Live. These are just things that I'm currently watching. Like, I could have, we would be here all night, as you know, again.
I know.
I know. So, but right now, American Horror Story Delicate, that's the one with Kim Kardashian.
I'm watching that too.
So how are you feeling about it?
So I like it, but I get creeped out every other episode. I feel like I feel like I'm the girl. I'm like, what the hell? How is this happening? What is?
See, I
like it though.
I'm watching it, but I don't know. I feel like maybe I need to like not try to watch it at night because I keep falling.
Please don't.
No, not because I'm scared, nigga. Punk ass.
Yeah, don't watch it at night, girl, because I had a dream.
Your fuck ass. No, nigga.
I had a dream about that fucking raccoon because I watched it one night and it was dark outside.
I'm like, I keep falling asleep on this shit. Like, I need to watch it. Like, I always fall asleep and have to go back and watch it the next day. Like, it's some parts, like now that she like pregnant and you know she eating, she eating
stuff,
raw
stuff,
animals and shit.
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't give them spoilers. Just say she eating shit.
She eating shit, not shit.
You have told them now.
Raw shit. Like she, like yeah, her diet has changed, and so now I'm like, what the fuck? But it's like I'm also on one end. I'm like, what the fuck? But then I'm also like, man, come on, let's get to it. Like, let's
I want to see when we get to the connection of what's going on with her and her mama-in-law, because it's a connection, and I guarantee you it's a connection.
Now, I want them to expose what the fuck Kim Kardashian's role is up to.
I know she connected too, because she
they are
them vials, them little vials and shit. That ain't no B12, bitch.
That is not no fucking B12. It is definitely giving some Rosemary Baby type shit. That's the vibe that it's giving. Have you ever saw that? Is that before your time? You don't like scary shit.
I don't, but I've seen it. When I was younger, I was forced to watch scary movies because my friends liked them, and I just sat there half the time with pillows over my head.
But see, that's the type of scary shit. Like, when I talk about scary, I like the slasher shit, but I like the shit where it'd be, like, different stuff going on, and you just like, what the fuck? What is going on? Now, I don't fuck with the spirituals. I don't fuck with spirits. Mm-hmm. I ain't watching no exorcism or none of the shit like that.
Mm-hmm. No. Once niggas start floating and turning talking in tongues and
devil voices,
Ouija boards, turn it off. Turn the blood of Jesus.
Listen, you say it again. I will bust out my olive oil in a minute. Like, all right, Lord, bless it right now. I'm gonna put it back in the cupboard to go ahead and saute my onions. But for right now, Lord, this is holy oil.
When I tell you that everybody I know that grew up in church or some type of Christian household, when they see spirits,
we don't fuck around.
They do not play at all.
The last
exorcisms, no.
Hell nah. Like, I tried to watch one not too long ago. It was something, and they took the spirit and put it in a pig, and I don't know why, but for some reason.
No.
For some reason, I was okay with that. Like, yeah, see, that's why I don't really be fucking with the fourth guy. But I didn't watch it all the way. But to me, that felt biblical, because I think, didn't Jesus do that? Somebody did that in the Bible.
Girl,
where they took the spirit out and they threw it in a pig. Like, I feel like that's why we don't talk to fucking like with that. The pig. But anyway, I ain't watched none of the Conjurers. I don't do none of them Conjurers. The Nun,
the little dolls.
The dolls.
None of that.
None of that. Yeah, I'm not watching that shit. That shit jump out on me. No.
No.
No. I don't fuck around. But I forgot what we were talking about.
American Horror Story.
Yeah. It's giving me Rosemary's Baby. And even though I know it's got some satanic shit, satanic, I can't, my church yet. Same time and shit in it, because like this little baby definitely is a spinal.
Yeah,
baby.
Something about to happen. Exactly. And I'm gonna just pray before I watch it. Yes. So
before, after, and during. By the time I get done, I would be standing with my hand. If she going to labor with this thing, I would be standing with my hand on the TV screen. Like, I bind you right now, Father. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. You know what to do. Clean it, spirit. Clean it now. I'm gonna have my
something
own.
Else.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's and the other thing that I'm watching on live is The Golden Bachelor.
Girl, I am trying to watch The Golden Bachelor. I have to stop.
It's so fucking cringy. But I like
it. It's tough.
Like, but it's, I think we get to the good part, because now he's about to go visit the family. But it's so
it's hard. So I think we should let's dedicate an episode to talk about the Golden Bachelor.
So do you
think it's worth it?
So are we gonna wait till like it's all done?
Before he quote unquote proposes, if he proposes.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll talk about it. Let's talk about it, but let's do an episode about it because I think it's worth talking about.
Yeah, we can. Okay, so we can dedicate an episode to it. It's just cringy.
Maybe let's do it. Maybe let's do up until what's happened so far, and then we can come back after he's met the families and quote unquote proposes.
He meet the families this week.
Oh shit, that's right. Okay, well we'll figure it out. God damn it. Yeah. It's on the list.
I don't want to come back. I feel like we could just do one show and then we could do one show, we could talk about it, do a recap, feel how we feel about it, and then if he didn't propose by the time we do it, great. If not, we can always just, that can be some TT shit. And by the way, the girl in the bachelor has proposed to this old bitch.
That's this old bitch.
Yeah.
Listen, continue. What else you watching? Because I'm about to start talking about Tubi, girl.
Go. The floor is yours. That's all I got.
So listen, my friend refuses to watch Tubi movies. But listen, I'm gonna have to tell you, sometimes they so bad that they're good. Like
that is never.
Like if they had a few more dollars, it would be a blockbuster, bitch.
They need to put some of their stuff on Klarna.
So I not
learning. They gotta have to pay their budget. Yeah.
So I have three movies and one TV show on Tubi. Yes. So the first one is called If I Can't, right? And
did you watch that one?
Hell no, nah, it's the title alone. Oh my god, it is so good.
Yeah.
But the end is unexpected. Like, long story short, a couple breaks up and the nigga just keep trying to come back.
Oh, I think basically, I heard
the next
one.
If I can't have you, nobody will. That's the saying. So
is that the one with Soraya or whatever her name is? From Empire. I don't know.
Okay. I never watched Empire, so I can't tell you.
Child, my pops watched Tubi, so shit.
All right. What? So if I can't, it's good. It's good. The ending gonna piss you off, but it's good.
No, it won't.
Then yes, it will.
I have no intentions of watching this. Go ahead.
I'm gonna send you the link. The next one is the Stepmother series. And so the star of the Stepmother series is Erica Mena. She plays this little crazy stepmama very well. I'm telling you, she does her good acting in these movies. It's three of them.
Erica Mena, like best.
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. Safari?
Yes.
X-Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make me want to watch it.
It's good. You gotta, okay, at least watch the one with Marcus Houston in it. If you don't watch all of them, at least watch that one.
Okay, friend.
Okay. My friend not gonna watch none of this, but y'all should. I'm telling y'all, I'm not sending y'all off. I'm not sending y'all off. But they are so bad that they're good. Okay. The next movie is called Safe Word.
Ooh, that was that.
See? Intrigued.
What they mean about Safe Word?
You know what they mean about Safe Word.
Like?
Yes, Safe Word. So, it's about a girl. She falls in love fast. Very fast with this man. They end up getting married. And then they do end up, you know, venturing into some of those swinger-ish activities. So go ahead and check out Safe Word. I knew I had something for you.
Like Pandora's Box?
I ain't never seen it.
Oh, shit.
The last one.
The silence. It was the silence afterwards.
I was like, I don't know. I'm gonna Google it.
Menage a Trois. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, I definitely saw that one. It's
It's not just about threesomes, but watch Safe Word. It's interesting. Okay. You ain't gonna watch it though. The last one, when I tell you, me and Dee was not planning on watching this nor getting into it. But when I tell you, we are on season 1, episode 25, it is the last.
Hold on. Season, first of all, shit like that. Now, see, I can binge the shit. But when they start doing shit like that, I'd be like, yeah, I ain't maybe do this. Like, I need 10 solid episodes. When you can start giving me 20 episodes in one day season, yeah, no, dog.
Listen, it is so bad, but it is so good. Like, I am into this story. It is called Money and Violence. It is set in New York City, in Brooklyn, and it's gangsters. They robbing, they selling drugs. It's like some double, triple crossing going on. It's some dude, he's so lame. He don't have no money for his baby mama. She not letting him see his kid, so he got some money, so he got to get in the game so that he can have some money. Girl, it is good.
Okay.
The acting is terrible.
Yeah. It's giving
The acting is so bad. It's this one character, his name Rafe, and he's supposed to be an OG, right? When I tell you that every time he starts talking, it sound like the worst pep speech ever in life, I'd be like, nigga, he'd be like, you know, sometimes you have to walk on the sidewalk and not run in the street because the sidewalk just is a safe move. And you'd be like,
he like if you stay in your lane, you won't never get in traffic.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
It sounds like the awakening.
It is. It's New York's awakening.
Okay. Bet. Okay.
It's so bad that it's good, bro.
Okay. Bad.
But when I'm gonna tell you, it ain't like the Tubi movies where they shoot somebody and then they fall 2 seconds later and the gunshots sound real. They might be popping that thing on Money and Violence.
They got real guns.
It is so bad that it is good. And I hate this nigga Ty on the show. I swear to God, I hate that his name and my name got the same letters. I want him gone. He gotta go.
Well, I'm glad you enjoying it, friend. You keep us posted and let us know. Give us an update.
That's what me and Dee do to wind down. We watch Tubi.
Hey, you know, every couple have their thing, you know.
Okay, you ain't gonna judge me. Anyway.
I'm not judging. Listen. Do you, boo? If that's what you got to do to unwind, I love it. I know you have a very stressful career job situation. Mm-hmm. So if Tubi is what you need, I love it for you, friend.
Thank you. I'm glad you understand.
This shit will probably stress me out, but I mean, hey,
girl, you got listen. Try 4 episodes of Money and Violence. You're gonna be hooked,
bro. That sounds like 3 episodes too many.
Okay, we'll do 3. You're gonna be hooked.
No, nigga, I want one. I'm just let me start with one, and I'm first of all, I don't even have Tubi downloaded.
It's on your TV. Trust
me. I know it's on there. I passed by that.
You ain't gotta download nothing. It's free. You get a little commercial break every 15 minutes or so.
Skip through past that motherfucker like a flag. I am not intrigued. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tell you what turned me off is that Tubi really needs to get a grip on these people replaying these scenes. Shit, like how be a fight scene and a wig switch up, like. I don't want to watch those Tubi movies.
I didn't tell you those Tubi. Go watch the ones I told you. You don't like them. What's a lot to say? God dog it. Oh, but Tubi, I'm not gonna lie, Tubi has a lot of regular movies. Like it has literally a lot of stuff on there. Like if you're looking for an old movie that you really like, it's probably on Tubi. You might have to watch a commercial or something here and there, but It has a lot of other stuff. Yes, the independent movies are there, but they got a lot of other good movies on there.
Yeah, so. That's why that's what my pops was saying. That's why he liked to watch it. He liked to watch the older movies. So
yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you guys took note of all of those wonderful shows, not just on Tubi, but other apps. And let us know what y'all are watching. And sis, you got some shit?
I do. Speaking of TV.
Oh, boy.
Get to my notes. Speaking of television, the CEO of HBO Max has said he is sorry for harassing critics on Twitter when they gave the shows a bad review. He basically was telling other staff members, like, create, like, fake pages, and he was doing it, and he was saying that, you know, his excuse was, you know, during a pandemic, he just wasn't in the right headspace or whatever, and basically he had time because he was at home, but he would harass people when they gave a bad review on a show. He would create ghost accounts and fake accounts and troll people. The CEO.
He be doing too much. He got too much time on his hands. That sounds like some real Elon behavior.
Right. Now, he has said that he has learned the error of his ways and he's gotten better. But yeah, that's what he was doing.
Crazy.
Y'all, if you ever watch a show on HBO Max and you don't like it, don't you go put in a bad report, because he might come after you on a fake page. Or if you do and you get somebody that starts trolling you, just know that it's him and call him out and he'll probably stop. But I just
probably apologize. He's like, my bad, G.
I thought that this was a good story since we were talking about the television. And then just real quick, our boy George Santos, the House is expected to vote to expel him. It hasn't been too many representatives or anything like that to ever get expelled from the House or from Senate or anything like that. But they sick of it. Like, I think he is due in court for all of his allegations of lying. And scamming. This nigga is a scammer. I've watched enough scamming shows to know a scammer when I see it. This is a prime example of a scammer. A high quality, high grade scammer. But they are working to expel him, which I guess it just takes harder. But this new Speaker of the House is like against it. Like what he said was so odd to me. He said something on the likes of, how are we going to expel him because he has criminal charges against him?
Well, I don't think that they should expel him because of what's going on either, because we have a whole person running for president they are literally trying to figure out how to schedule his court cases around the election.
Child. I mean, I honestly think, I don't understand how he's able to run again with all the bullshit he's gone through. And I just feel like if he wins with all the bullshit that he has going on, that just lets me know that you motherfuckers are just dumb and y'all just voting for this nigga. Like, y'all have lost y'all mind. And I will be waiting for the next documentary of the Trump cult, because that's what it's given.
If you have to vote between Sleepy Joe and Trump, you go vote for Sleepy Joe.
I'm going to write Sugarfoot's name on the ballot. That's what I'm going to do. I am going
send
to write
me the right spelling of Sugarfoot so I can do the same thing. Actually, D been writing his name down for president every election. I'ma vote for my husband.
Listen, fucking shit. I'ma write my man, my man, my man.
Literally, that's what I'ma put.
My man, my man, my man.
That's oh good. You know what? That sounds like the right thing. Ladies, that's what we should do. We go vote for
my man, my man, my man.
And if we all do it, and he and my man wins, they got a problem.
Right.
Now we got a problem.
Now we're gonna have to figure out who's man. Nah. Nah. And if one of y'all voting,
that
for
means we just gotta start over. That means we just gotta start over.
And if some of y'all might have the same my man.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Or if you got multiple, my man.
Well, sis, what we gonna tell the people to do? Because you started some stuff here at the end of the episode.
Wouldn't be right. Make it a little spicy.
So,
your man is your man.
Yes, sis. All right.
Then we're playing them games. What happened? What we say?
But I'm going to go back to George Santos. Cause
I thought we were going to close out. Wait, what?
I'm about to close out, but I need to say this about George Santos. Whatever happened, they're not going to expel him because the Republicans want every Republican that they got to stay where they at. And so it ain't even worth it. Y'all just leave it be. Just leave it be.
Scamming ass. I'm waiting for his documentary.
All them some scammers, but anywho.
I'm waiting for his documentary. But what shall we do? What?
What the hell is that's your line.
No, it ain't, nigga. That's you.
Oh yeah. What should we do?
Oh, I'm talking about that sound I heard. Oh. What just happened at the end of this?
Lost it.
All right. Y'all, drink your water, mind your business, and stay the fuck off Tubi.
No, you gotta watch Tubi. Watch the shows I told y'all. Bye.
Be a blessing and stay off Tubi.
Bye.
Bye.